This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, how to screen the federal workforce for spies. But first, some of the key participants from the Cuban Missile Crisis are in Havana this weekend discussing how close the world came to a nuclear war in October of 1962. Former Soviet officials are explaining why they sent nuclear missiles secretly to Cuba that year. Fidel Castro was explaining why he accepted the missiles. And former Kennedy administration officials are describing how the events were seen in Washington, D.C. The stories told so far suggest that the missile crisis was even more dangerous than the participants realized at the time. From Havana, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The U.S., Soviet, and Cuban officials who felt their way through the Cuban Missile Crisis 40 years ago this month must have a driving urge to return to those days and reconsider each development, rethink each decision, and imagine all that could have gone wrong. This conference is the sixth in a series. The last one, on the 30th anniversary of the missile crisis, was also held in Havana, also hosted by Fidel Castro. Opening the conference yesterday, Castro pointed out that the missile crisis meetings have become a tradition. With each conference, the U.S., Cuban, and former Soviet sides reveal more about their plans and thinking during those 13 days in October 1962. From the discovery of the Soviet missile sites in Cuba to the military mobilizations that took all sides to the brink of war, and finally to the agreement that ended the crisis. Robert McNamara, President Kennedy's defense secretary during the crisis, was shocked at the last meeting to learn that some Soviet missiles in Cuba in 1962 had already been armed with nuclear warheads. McNamara arrived this year with a list of follow-up questions for Fidel Castro and the rest of the group.
Why the crisis occurred, what motivated the actions and decisions of you, Khrushchev, and Kennedy, what mistakes were made by all parties, how close we were to nuclear war, and how in the end we avoided that war.
Yesterday's session introduced a few more details about the crisis, how a war almost erupted at sea, for example, as U.S. destroyers trailed Soviet submarines off the Cuban coast. The discussions were held behind closed doors, but summarized later by Thomas Blanton of the National Security Archive, which helped organize the conference. Blanton related what a retired U.S. Navy officer told the conference participants about what he was doing on October 27, 1962, as the crisis reached its peak.
Then Lieutenant J.G. Peterson, John Peterson, sitting at our conference table, then on a destroyer named the Beale, was dropping a string of signaling depth charges on Vadim Orlov's submarine, without a clue that that submarine had a nuclear weapon on board. Without a clue.
The Russians here have been keeping largely to themselves, but a former Soviet military officer has said here that one of the Soviet submarine commanders was so upset by the depth charges hitting around his submarine that at one point he ordered that his one nuclear-tipped torpedo be made ready to fire. The conference participants, in reviewing how close they came to war, are going through a series of what-if questions. For example, if the United States had invaded Cuba in order to destroy the Soviet missiles here, would the Soviets have launched a nuclear attack on the United States?
I think the group struggled with this one, and I think maybe we didn't get an answer, and maybe the answer is unknowable. And I think the answer is unknowable, and thank God, because no one was put in that position.
The Cuban leaders here want to emphasize the context in which the Soviet missiles were installed in their country. Declassified U.S. documents have shed light on Operation Mongoose, a covert 1962 plan to destabilize the Cuban government. University of Havana professor Esteban Morales, summarizing the Cuban view yesterday, said Fidel Castro agreed to the Soviet missile deployment in order to counter this invasion threat. Beginning in 1962, Morales said, there was a whole series of plans against Cuba, beginning with Operation Mongoose. So when the Soviet delegation came to Cuba at the end of May that year, Morales said, there was this perception that the United States was at the point of invading Cuba. Fidel Castro told the conference participants he took the missiles reluctantly. His preference, he said, had been for a Soviet promise to defend Cuba in the event of an invasion. In the end, war was averted when Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev agreed to remove the missiles here, partly in exchange for a U.S. promise not to invade Cuba. The missile crisis meeting continues today, with the participants considering what lessons can be drawn from the events of 40 years ago and how to apply them to security threats in the world today. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Havana.